Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith and in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith and in Petoskey.
Yep, go Casey. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this absolutely fantastic Friday, November 8, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, we do those markers for the podcast. Just go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcast, listen on demand anytime. Joining us on the line right now is a newest, latest sponsor to the radio family, Scott Hawley. Scott Hawley Sales is on the line. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning, Randy.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you because I texted you last night, and then, not that I doubted you, but I then remembered, oh, wait a minute, there is a manual, a little short little guide to our new, brand new SafeStep walk-in tub, and I pulled it out and searched through it, and I did see, confirming it, what you had told me. I'm kind of a doubting Thomas on certain things, about whether or not I could add a cup or a cup and a half of Epsom salt to the walk-in tub, and that it wouldn't affect the pumps, the jets, it wouldn't plug things up. And it was explained in there, you dissolve the Epsom salts before you start running the jets, because they do in this beautiful 104-degree temperature water that I put in there, the salts actually dissolve. You sit in the tub and you swish it around with your feet before you turn the jets on. They're fully dissolved. I can't feel any granules. And then I was able to run the jets. And, man, what a difference. Epsom salt made in the tub. But I appreciate you taking the time to respond to my text late last night. This is the kind of service you provide. I greatly appreciate it. But my question is this. I've had a lot of people, I've texted them the photograph of our tub, the one I sent to you, that you got a picture. I sent it to them, and they keep asking me questions like, well, how long did it take to get installed? Was the installation, like, dusty? Did they leave a mess or whatever? And I got to tell you, man, I even got a phone call from one of your customer service reps from SafeStep down in Tennessee. Yeah. And she asked me if she could record the interview. And I said, yeah, absolutely. I said, do you know who I am? And she's like, no. And I said, I do radio for a living. I have a talk show for 12 years. And she's like, oh, my God, that's so cool. And I said, yeah, as a matter of fact, Scott is a new sponsor to my show. And she's like, oh, that is awesome. So I said, yeah, go ahead and record it away. So we went through the questions, and I gave her my answers. And by the end of the interview, I had her cracking up. But but basically, Scott, these guys came in. There was three of them, Mike and his two young boys running up and down the gophers, I called them. He was sending them in and out of the house, going to the truck and grabbing stuff. But, they put tarps down. They taped things off. They even pulled the jams off of my door because we were short by about a half an inch to get the new tub in there easily. So they even used their pry bar and pried off my moldings and then put it all back. And the tub looks, in the picture, you guys can see it, how great it is. If you haven't seen it yet, just text me SS for SafeStep, and I'll send it to you. But it was bone clean, no marks on the walls, no stains on the carpet. 6:30, I think it was, they're out of here. And it was like, and I said, oh, man, I can't. I'm glad I said this. I said this to Mike. He was going out the door. I said, man, I can't wait to use it tonight. And he's like, oh, no, you can't use it tonight. And I'm like, what? He goes, no, dude. He says, you got to wait 24 hours. You have to use it tomorrow night. He said, there's the caulk that they used and making sure everything was waterproof. He said, Randy, if you sit in it, it might cause the caulk to separate and then you'll have leaks. So I'm sorry, but it needs to cure overnight and you can use it tomorrow night. But this is typical, Scott, of what I receive, the type of installation, the treatment that we got from Mike and the guys. This is typical for every installation you guys do, correct?
Yeah, correct. And I think on that day, Randy, you were even doing your radio show from your home studio on that day. Hopefully we didn't interrupt any of that either.
Well, luckily you were listening and monitoring it for me. I have a sound deadening mic in my studio now, and the upstairs bathroom is where they put the Safe Step walk-in tub and shower unit. And they were banging and cutting drywall with a sawzall. And I'm like, oh, Lord, right during my show. And I'm like, oh, Lord, please, please. I even told the audience, I think I mentioned it. They're installing it. And I hope you guys can still hear me. But evidently you were listening, monitoring it for me, and you couldn't hear any of the noise on the radio.
No, it sounded great. It's your whole entire show sounded great. And I know you were a little bit concerned and so was I. So, yeah, I'm glad everything turned out really well.
Yeah.
And as far as the installations go, you know, everybody that I talk to has had an experience in the past, whether it be, you know, a new deck or new siding or windows or roofs or something, where someone had come out, started the project, didn't quite finish, and then they're tough to get a hold of for a couple weeks.
Right.
Yeah. And so on that installation note, yeah, we do pride ourselves on those one-day installs. And if it does, something does come up and we need to come out for that second day, we're not the kind of company that starts another project. We make sure yours is 100% complete before we move on.
Well, it was very interesting you bring up that point, because they had the overhead shower head, they had the handheld shower head, they had the rail, and he goes, Randy, wait and use the tub. We'll be back. We'll mount this through the beautiful shroud that they put around the unit into brand new 3/4-inch plywood. They actually cut the drywall. They actually cut it and removed it right down to the studs. I went up there during one of the breaks, and I'm like, whoa, you gutted my bathroom. They cut the old tub and shower in half, and they carried it out in pieces. And you know that little filler space that goes in front of the faucets, because every tub opening is different, that the houses they go into, they're different sizes, so they custom cut them right out in the truck in the driveway, and then they bring them in and install them? You know that filler piece I'm talking about?
A little bit of an end shelf. Yeah,
that's where the scented candle goes. Okay, so anyway, he comes downstairs and he goes, Randy, we got a problem. Murphy's Law. I'm like, okay, what? He goes, your wife Vicky picked the bone color, the almond color, for the shroud and the bathtub and the walk-in tub, and the piece they sent me for your filler is white. And I'm like, what? And he goes, yeah, dude, it's white. And I'm like, okay, so what do you want to do? He said, well, let me put the white one in. He says, well, I won't really heavily caulk it heavily, and I'll order a new piece. It'll probably come in a week or two. And when I get it, we'll come back and remove the white one and put the bone one in. Is that okay? I said, sure, man. I thought you were going to – you scared me to death, okay? I thought it was something major. So anyway, he does that. He calls me the next morning before I went on the air, and he said, Randy, we were down at the warehouse this morning, down in the Detroit area, I think Warren, Michigan, and he says, they have the bone piece in stock. I'd like to bring it out to your house this afternoon and replace that white one. And I'm like, dude, okay, you're in Warren. In Oakland and Macomb County, you live in Rochester Hills, Oakland County. You're going to come all the way back to Torch Lake, Michigan, and drive 4 hours to get here this afternoon? He goes, yep. He was here at 4:00, okay? He took out that temporary piece, put in the permanent one, had it caulked, told me I could go ahead and use it because the long one was already, you know, caulked in and good to go. He said, you're not going to hurt this little short piece, the shelf piece in the front. This is the kind of service these guys provide. I was blown away. I couldn't believe he was Johnny on the spot the next day with the part from Warren, Michigan.
Yes, I love hearing that story. And, you know, our best tool is word of mouth. Just like any company, where when you have happy customers, that's the best policy, you know, in our eyes. And I'm really glad he was able to make it up the next day with that part for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Bob O'Donnell. Okay, that has to do with Tristan. I'll send you that information, Bob, and you can get a hold of him. I'm sure you have the contact, but that's a different interview. Another text messages came in. We've seen the commercials on TV. We called, they thought, and left a message, but didn't get to talk to anybody. Do you recommend that we call the company back, or should we just call Scott directly?
Yeah, I always recommend just giving me a call directly, Randy. You know, today, for example, I did take a break from an appointment here so we could have our talk today. And so if I don't answer, just leave me a voicemail or shoot me a text message, and I'll be able to get back to you right away on that. And also, when we kind of, you know, avoid doing it through the regular scheduling route, I am able to do, you know, that $500 Trucker Randy promotion on there, too, with them.
Oh, that's right. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you mentioned it, because I'll be producing your commercial this weekend. And I wanted to make sure you and I got all the bugs worked out of this to make sure you're getting your text messages and your phone calls, because Scott went out and purchased a phone specific to this audience, to my listeners, and that number is 231-534-0755. Again, 231-534-0755. That number's been working good for you, Scott?
It's been working great, Randy, yes.
Okay, good. So I will take a picture of this screenshot of the contact info. And if you guys would like to prefer to call Scott directly, like he said, as an additional bonus, as being one of my listeners and mentioning Trucker Randy and calling this particular number, 231-534-0755, you're going to get a $500 discount from Scott for doing this, and we greatly appreciate you offering that discount to people. Just another benefit, a way of lowering costs and expenses for our listeners, Scott. But most importantly, that way you know, too, that where the call came from and attributable to the show and attributable to you being on the show with me.
Yep, exactly. It makes it easy that way.
Makes it easy. All right, sir. Well, listen, we greatly appreciate you. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for explaining all the benefits, the features that the tub has, getting us approved for our financing, handling a wonderful install. I cannot say enough. You guys are 100% all 5 stars in my book.
Awesome. Thanks, Randy. And congratulations, too, to Vicky as well.
Yes, thank you for vote. Yeah, thank you for voting for her.
Absolutely.
All right, brother.
You stay in there.
Yeah, well, you stay safe out there, Scott. We'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. Talk to you soon, Randy.
Bye bye. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life.
SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Got a full list of text messages that you can send to me here the rest of Friday as it repeats on the Patriot Voice Radio Network all weekend long, Saturday, Sunday, and repeats Monday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. The Trump train, TT, that's a photo. And I put a little tagline on it that every American has a ticket to get on board. This Trump train patriotic photo that Mark Farner's American band sent me this morning. I forwarded it to 37 of you so far. The Trump train. Every American has a ticket to get on board. One thing you have to understand is that the process of getting a hold of these people that I had on the show today, Tristan Cole, TC, I will forward you his number. If you'd like to talk to Scott from Safe Step, Walk-in tubs and showers, text me SS for Safe Step. Mention Trucker Randy. You're one of my listeners. You heard it here. You'll get a $500 discount from Scott, not from Safe Step. He's foregoing $500 commission for you to get a discount on the tub. Now, I got to be honest, they're expensive. But they are well worth it. They are an investment in your house. I talked to a real estate broker friend, and I said, hey, Vicky and I are thinking about getting one of those old fogey tubs. And that's what Dave Ageman called them. And I said, how much value would it add to our home if we had one of those? And he said, are you getting the tub or just the tub only or the tub and shower, overhead shower? What are you getting? I said, we're getting the Cadillac. It's the oversized tub. It's the handheld shower head plus the big rainfall shower head over top. He said, Randy, $30,000. I'm like, what? He says, oh, yeah, those things are expensive. If the appraiser sees you have one of those, he'll add $30,000 to the value of your house. It didn't cost us $30,000. We made money by having this installed if and when we decide to sell the home. It's an investment, but it's something you get to use every single night. Fresh water, no bromine tablets, no chlorine that you're sitting in soaking in a hot tub outside, having to shovel snow to get to it, lift the cover off. No. This is inside your heated home with fresh water. I turned the hot water tank up to very hot, but the setting on the tub itself has a switch. It's so cool. It presets it at 104 degrees. All you do is turn the faucet on, it fills up. Uses roughly about 20, 25, 30 gallons of hot water blended in with the cold water to get to 104 to fill up the tub. Smells great, clean, fresh well water, air jets, power jets, and this micro-soothe ozonator little bubbles that cleans your pores, your skin, your dead skin, your hair follicles. I love it. Highly recommend it. Text me SS for Safe Step, and I'll send you Scott Hawley's information. Tristan Cole is TC. The Trump train is TT. Folks, I want to end this week's show with a thank you. I want to thank you, our radio audience. So many of you texted me and said, thank you, Randy, for everything you did with all the information, the PAGS video, the 10xvotes.com website. We did our best to get out the vote. We did it. We did it together. But I want to thank you guys for listening. I want to thank you guys for texting me. I want to thank you guys for sharing the information you learn on this show. It takes a lot of effort for me to study, to read news articles, to read the bills going on in Lansing, to talk to these representatives. I talked to three representatives yesterday when I was out around picking up town here in Antrim County, Vicky Sines. I talked to three state reps. They respect you. They know you listen to this show. They know you share the information that you learn on this show with other people. Matt Maddox said, Randy, thank you, thank you, thank you for doing all the things you've been doing over the years, because Tuesday night, Wednesday morning was part of it here in Michigan, what we accomplished in taking back the state representatives. We have the majority, 57 to 53 now. He said a lot of it is due to you. Thank you for doing what you do. No. It's not me. It's you. When I share information with you, and then you share it with others and ask them to share it, this is what we do as a radio family. This is what we do together. This is what we're able to accomplish. And results of Tuesday night, outside of a few races, we did really good. We've got a president that's going to save our constitutional republic. When he's done doing what he's going to do in Washington for the next 4 years, J.D. Vance is going to take the torch and do it for another 8. God willing. Thank you guys for everything. That's it for this week's show. Now back to the memories caused by the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God bless you guys. Come see us at Frisky's Farm Market 11 o'clock tomorrow. Get some pizza. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water.